if you write books, you write screenplays, you got to sit around and go, okay, we need something creative. You know, how are we going to get rid of this person? You know, Walking mm-hmm. Dead. How are we gonna kill the Walking Dead this time? Okay, let's think of a good way to do it. Oh, wait, we could dump him into a hot spring. Get that brain.
Does that freak you out a bit? Like, when you start thinking that people have actually thought this through.
It's like brainstorming. It's like, you know, you come up with one person has an idea, and then someone else throws down an idea, and it could work off that original idea. And if it does, you keep going, and it gets crazier and crazier and crazier. Like, okay, this is great, but let's add something else to it. It's just a brainstorming session.
Sure.
And then as the manager... Uh-huh. Of the brainstorming session, like, all right, we've done a great 2 hours here. We've come up with 15 ways to off people or to dispose of the bodies. You know, let's go out, have a beer. Let's go home to our kids and love them.
I don't know if that's the type of job I want. Hey. Yeah, no. I mean, you can't, like, come on. You've got to have a little bit of a demented mind to come up with this stuff.
Hey, Daddy, what'd you do at work today? As you're hugging
your
son.
Well, son, I figured out how to load 3 barrels of acid and take somebody in it.
Cool, Dad. You're the best dad in the whole world. And he goes to school the next day. Hey, my dad's really cool. You know why? He figured out how to get rid of 10 bodies. Next thing you know, you get
should laugh at that. That's so disturbing.
You get a call from the school counselor. Your son's been suspended. And they're like, oh, we're really worried about your son right now. And no, listen, he's just, you know, watch TV next season and you'll see what he's talking about.
Yes, it's called Quick Draw. So you pull it up on your phone, you draw within 20 seconds a picture of a word or a phrase, and then the app will guess what it is based off of that.
Really?
It's kind of like Pictionary on your cell phone. And supposedly this computer is supposed to be smart enough to start guessing. And so really what it is after it recognizes some of what you draw, it should be able to quicker and faster recognize what you drew.
The sad thing is, with Pictionary, it means you have friends.
I know.
With Quick
and
Draw,
when you play
you
by yourself.
No friends. It's just one more way we can isolate ourselves from the rest of the world. I don't want to know anybody.
I know. I know.
I'm going to play Pictionary and charades by myself. What gets you in the Christmas spirit, Jen? There's got to be something when you hear it or see it or smell it or do it, you're like, okay, I'm now in the Christmas spirit.
Every year I like the Kmart Christmas commercial with Joe Boxer and the guys. I think that's hysterical. It's always something different. It's guys and they're Joe Boxers and they're always doing something silly with them. And I just think that those commercials are hysterical.
It doesn't get me in the Christmas mood, but I know which ones you're talking about. But
yeah, I didn't say it got me in the Christmas mood.
Oh, okay. It just gets you in the mood.
Yeah.
You ready to do a little pop quiz?
Sure, let's do it.
Pop quiz time. Pop culture questions just for Jen. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them just open, starring the former whiskey-swilling, loudmouth, drug-taking Colin Farrell. He doesn't do any of that anymore, thanks to what? Is it A, lots of yoga, or B, Nickelodeon binging with his kids?
Oh my gosh. First of all, I thought that was a rumor that he stopped it. That's true?
Hey, he said it. I'm not doubting him.
I'm sorry. It just doesn't seem like it goes with the man.
Well, hey, maybe lots of yoga or Nickelodeon binging is what helped him. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say the yoga.
Yoga? I'll give you 5 points for that because you got it right. Congratulations.
Yay!
Right? Even though you didn't, I'm going to subtract 2 because you don't think he's telling the truth. So you only got 3 points.
I don't think he's telling the truth.
You got 3 points right there. According to BuzzFeed, and you do need to get 9 points to win this. According to BuzzFeed, what outperformed Real News on Facebook during the last months of the election? Something outperformed Real News on Facebook during the last months of the election. This is according to BuzzFeed. What was it?
Something outperformed Real News, fake news.
There you go. And I'm going to give you +3 for that. Unfortunately, that only takes you to 8. You needed 9 to win.
Wait, how did I only get 8?
You should have gotten some other ones right ahead of that. The Electoral College has spoken. So you only have 8, you lose.
This sounds rigged. I demand a recount.
Jen, it's been awesome. We should do this again sometime.
Sounds good.
It is the Jim and Jen Show. Have a great one.